Dad left our family without even saying goodbye, and I just miss him so much.
It's okay to miss your dad and be sad about it, but just remember, God will never let you down. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Do you know someone whose dad left them? Or maybe that even happened to you. In this world, no human is perfect, and often the ones we love the most can also hurt us the most. If you've experienced this kind of pain, remember that God cares about you, and He wants to hear how you feel. After all, you're His child. 1 John 3:1 says this, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." Our story for today is entitled, Perfect Father. "Is something wrong with the macaroni, buddy?" Graham's mom asked as she watched her son push the pasta from one side of his plate to the other. Graham looked at his uneaten dinner. "No, it's fine. I'm just not hungry tonight. May I be excused?" "I guess so," Mom said quietly. Graham headed to his bedroom. He sank into his bed and stared at the ceiling. He didn't want to tell his mom how he felt. It might make her sad again. His thoughts shifted to his best friend, Gideon, but were interrupted by a knock at his door. "May I come in, honey?" asked Mom. "Yes," Graham replied with a sigh. Mom opened the door. "I was washing the dishes and couldn't stop wondering if something was wrong." Graham hesitated. "Well, tomorrow is the father and son fishing trip at church." Tears filled his eyes as he continued. "Gideon and his dad are going. Mom, I just miss Dad so much." Mom walked to the bed and wrapped Graham in her arms. There had been such a hole in their family since Graham's dad left, never even saying goodbye. "I know, my sweet boy." Tears trickled down both of their cheeks. The world seemed to stand still for a few moments. "Graham, remember when you asked Jesus to be your Savior a year ago?" Mom asked. Graham nodded. "You became a child of God that special day," Mom said. "And God is the perfect Father. He will never walk away or leave you. When you're sad or lonely, you can talk to your Heavenly Father." Graham wiped his cheeks. "Can we talk to him now?" "Of course we can," Mom answered. Mother and son bowed their heads together and spent time talking to God. "Thanks, Mom. I feel a lot better now," Graham said when they finished praying. Mom smiled. "Do you feel better enough to have some ooey-gooey chocolate cake? If you're still not hungry, I can just eat it myself," she teased. "I think I can force some down," Graham said with a smirk. Well, how about you? Has someone ever disappointed you? Have you experienced the separation of a friend, a family member, or even a parent? We live in a sinful world and no one is perfect. Each of us makes mistakes, and those mistakes often hurt others around us. God wants to know how we feel. You can tell him your thoughts, your feelings, and your struggles. Remember, he is the perfect father who will never leave you and will always listen. Our key verse is 1 John 3:1.
"Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God."
And our key thought for today, God loves his children so much. Have you heard about Keys for Kids Radio? It's got all kinds of cool stuff like great music made just for you and interesting stories from adventures in Odyssey and down Gilead Lane. It's a whole radio station made just for you with contests and interviews and stories about kids like you. You won't want to miss it. So check out Keys for Kids Radio today at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.